at one stage then they started a hurling club, and they called the Father Matthews, and the Father Matthews cemetery over. Well, that was well known, like, for people down the road who were people with sickness, cancer, anything, take them over to Ireland, which was done regular. Every Sunday you see people walking on Father Matthews' grave over, mm-hmm. and they were sick for a cure.
To do a couple of rounds of the grave,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that now.
What was, yeah? Mm. It was famous. Yeah? Around the rounds in Father Matthews' grave. There should have been a Cork's famous comedian, lived across the road here, Ignatius Comerford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best in the country, he was on television, mm-hmm. and he got a massive stroke and everything. And he went every morning of Father Matthews' grave, the rounds, trying to get his speech back. Mm-hmm. For years and years later. Did he? Father Matthews' grave. But eventually then they found Father Matthews' hurling club, and after we, a lot of people weren't happy with it, and they said they should have another name for it, and they wouldn't support it. So they had a public meeting, and they had no place to go, there was no community centre. They got a classroom down at Thomas Cross School, and they held a meeting there. And by the last vote, anyway, it was changed to Belvedere Hurling and Football Club.